Hey guys, Brandon Julian here. I'm the host of the Update with Brandon Julian podcast. Speaking of podcasts, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? Well, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And the best part of all of it? It's 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by recording this ad. What I personally love about Anchor is that it allows me to record my show from anywhere, whether I'm here in the studio at Kingsborough, or whether I'm on the road reporting from Washington or any other part of the city. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters that are already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Good afternoon from Pier 45 at Hudson River Park. On the update this Saturday, there is some encouraging news. Some more encouraging signs, I should say. The state has reported its lowest day number of daily COVID-19 deaths in weeks, 422 as of yesterday. That's the fewest in 3.5 weeks since March 31st, when it recorded 391 deaths. We'll have the latest details. We're going to take a closer look at fighting back. The onslaught of anti-Asian attacks in this coronavirus has now evoked parallels to how Muslim Americans were treated after 9/11. But rather than feel helpless, many are turning to a wide range of tactics to try to fight back. Linsanity is getting a second look on the MSG network. They'll be dedicating a week of programming to the 2012 stretch when Lin got his chance with the Knicks. And many Nashville musicians have been without steady work for more than 5 weeks since the city shut down their clubs to slow the spread. But many of them don't qualify for the traditional unemployment. This is the update, Saturday, April the 25th, 2020.
This is the update with Brandon Julian, reporting tonight on the road.
And a very pleasant Saturday to you, Brandon Julian, host of the Update podcast exclusive, and also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel after a rainout yesterday. We are back on the bump. Today we are at Pier 45 at Hudson River Park, just off of Christopher Street, and on a beautiful Saturday that it is. Lots of people are venturing out to take a break from being inside, and I also would assume from being cooped up with family for how many weeks? I know exactly how they feel. We have a lot of news to get to this Saturday, including with the latest developments. We're going to begin with what is now the lowest number of daily COVID-19 deaths in weeks. The state yesterday reported 422 deaths as of the day before. That's the fewest in 3.5 weeks since March 31st, when it recorded 391 deaths. But more than 16,000 people have still died in the state from the outbreak. Also, Governor Cuomo says that New York expects to see a budget-busting over $13 billion drop in tax revenue through next March. And Mayor de Blasio says that President Trump's musings on using disinfectants and ultraviolet rays to treat COVID-19 were, quote, sad. Of course,
course, the city is still the epicenter of the crisis here in the U.S., and New Yorkers are among those that are offering crucial information to the nation. All of which means that the New York accent has stepped up to the mic, or in some cases, the megaphone. In this frightening moment, there's been an appreciation for the straightforward, no-holds-barred approach of speaking of the likes of Governor Cuomo and the infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci. But that hasn't usually been the case for the various fast-talking, final-letter-dropping, middle-vowel-stretching patterns of the five boroughs. But the New York accent, at least for now, is having a moment. The state's plan, of course, for taming the virus is now hinging on taking a time-tested practice to an extraordinary level. In the coming weeks, the state and the city are planning to start building what Governor Cuomo has called, quote, an army of people to try to trace everyone who might have been exposed. The new core of contact tracers will aim to interview thousands of newly diagnosed people and track places that they visited and people that they met. It's part of a common approach to controlling infectious diseases by testing, tracing contacts, and isolating those that are infected. But the scope is staggering even for a public health system that has used the technique to combat AIDS and tuberculosis. At nearly 2 months after ending his presidential campaign, Mike Bloomberg is now deploying his massive personal fortune again, but this time it's to fight the coronavirus. The billionaire businessman is spending tens of millions of dollars on a variety of local and international initiatives that have been aimed at halting the spread of the virus and supporting first responders. Bloomberg allies say that his efforts are a reflection of Bloomberg's unique strengths as a business leader with a vast political network. But they're also helping the former mayor rehabilitate his image after an embarrassing finish in the Democratic presidential primary. We've been talking at length at times about how the lengths the New Yorkers are going to help combat the virus. Paul Stein, he felt useless, stuck in his Brooklyn brownstone apartment, watching his neighbors suffer deprivations as COVID-19 is sweeping the city. But he knew what he had to do. He took out his accordion, and he played. His stage is the steps leading up to his building, his stoop. He regularly sings and plays during the nightly 7 o'clock rounds of applause for healthcare and frontline workers. And over the past few weeks, he has played 3 45-minute concerts. Said Stein, quote, "I try to come up with songs of hope. We need to keep our spirits up. We need hope now." Over in the state capitol in Albany, during his briefing yesterday, a retired farmer in Kansas whose wife has one lung shipped, he shipped one of the couple's 5N95 masks to Governor Cuomo for use by a doctor or nurse. Cuomo read the entire letter at his briefing as an example of courage and generosity in dark times. Cuomo's eyes misted as he brandished the mask at his daily briefing. Dennis Runke said that he was surprised at the public attention. The problems, of course, with supply and demand during the pandemic are nothing new. They've led to shortages not only of items such as hand sanitizer and toilet paper, but in many places, it's also pets available for adoption. Rescue groups here in New York say that they have seen up to a tenfold increase in applications to adopt or foster animals. But Kitty Block, the chief executive director of the Humane Society of the United States, says that shelters are also emptying because coronavirus-related restrictions have led to shelters taking in only the most at-risk animals. She said that there is a concern that when the restrictions end, there will be a flood of people surrendering animals. The virus, of course, that was first seen in China is ravaging the U.S., and we're going to take a closer look at how Asian Americans are continuing to wrestle with a second epidemic, hate. Hundreds of attacks, of course, on Asian people have been reported, and there have been very few signs of decline. But rather than feel helpless, many are turning to a range of tactics, from guns to GoPros. And others are training in deflection. Many Asian Americans say that they want to safely confront racist bullying and harassment. Grassroots groups are holding video conferencing calls to share ways to defuse abuse. And the onslaught of the anti-Asian attacks has now evoked parallels to how Muslim Americans were treated after 9/11. There is other news of this Saturday to address, and we will address those when the Updo with Brandon Julian podcast exclusive and on the WKRB Mixcloud channel returns in just 30 seconds.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Some of the other news of this Saturday. To Long Island we go, out of Hicksville, where police say there that a rollerblade-wearing robber skated off into the night after sticking up a Dunkin' Donuts. Nassau County police say that the suspect glided into the Hicksville stop around 7:50 last night, bought a cup of coffee, and then demanded cash while making it seem like he had a gun under his clothing. The clerk wasn't hurt, and no arrests have been made. And finally, back here in the city, one man was killed and another wounded in an apparent gunfight early this morning, according to the NYPD. Giovanni Otto, age 30, was shot in the torso and died at a local hospital. The other man, age 26, is hospitalized in stable condition with wounds to his left foot and right elbow. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Saturday, we'll help you get around with the MTA, Essential Service Plan. We're going to talk about how Linsanity in sports is getting another run on the MSG Network. We'll talk about what happened on this day in history. And in national news, many musicians in Tennessee, Nashville specifically, they've been without steady work for more than a month since the city shut down their clubs. But many of them don't qualify for the traditional employment. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian on the road, podcast exclusive, and also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact. Without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Of all the radio stations in New York, we just happen to be one of them. This is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies. It's time for traffic and weather together.
Because of the MTA Essential Service Plan, most lines are running every 20 to 30 minutes. There's also weekend work on several lines. For more information, you can check mta.info or you can download the MyMTA app. There's also no scheduled service on the B, C, Grand Central Shuttle, W, and Z trains. For alternate service, you can use the 7, A, D, E, J, N, Q, or R trains.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the Sports Update.
Let us talk some sports on this Saturday. Linsanity, you may remember it was a long, long time ago, back in 2012. It's now finally getting another run on the MSG Network. In search of content, of course, with no games because of the virus, the network is turning to Jeremy Lin's memorable NBA breakthrough. MSG said yesterday that it will dedicate a week of programming to the 2012 stretch when Lin got his chance with the New York Knicks. Lin, of course, was undrafted and the NBA is his first American-born player of Chinese or Taiwanese descent. His brief run was one of the biggest highlights of the last two decades for the Knicks, but he's received very little acknowledgement from the team or the station since leaving after that season. And finally, over in Los Angeles, the Dodgers, they're being sued for negligence by a man who was attacked in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium and left with brain damage. His lawyers say that the lawsuit filed by Rafael Reina and his wife contends that the stadium lacked adequate security. Reina was attacked while walking to his car shortly after midnight on March 30th of last year after watching a 13-inning game that ended in a 5-4 win by the Diamondbacks. Authorities say that he was punched during an argument. The lawsuit alleges that the parking lot lacked adequate lighting or security guards. We will talk about what happened on this day in history, and we will address the latest national news, including how many Tennessee, Nashville, I should say, musicians, they haven't found work in a month because the state closed down all the bars to prevent the spread, but many of them don't qualify for the traditional unemployment. We will address that and more when the update with Brandon Julian on the road, podcast exclusive, and also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel returns in just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRB. The update returns in a moment.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual play dates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
From New York City, it's after 10 a.m. Do you know where your boyfriend is? This is the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to the update OTR today from Pier 45 at Hudson River Park. I tell you, with the number of people that are out here, and of course we'll be doing a preview on for Instagram social media, so you will see it in the shots that we will take. But you would think that it's the middle of summer. People are out here. People are out here because, like the governor said, when the weather gets warmer, people will venture outside of their houses to get fresh air or do a number of things. It's just a matter of human nature. And let me tell you, the number of people I see out here right now would definitely support that argument. And there are signs all over the park that practice social distancing and make sure you wear a mask or face covering. I'm seeing very few examples of that. And I'm being perfectly honest with you when I say, I find this very difficult to see how you could tell everybody to wear a mask or a face covering, in fact, social distancing in a park like this with so many people that are out here. But enough about life's problems. Let's address what happened on this day in history for this April the 25th. Highlight of this day came in 1945 when during World War II, U.S. and Soviet forces linked up on the Elbe River, a meeting that dramatized the collapse of Nazi Germany's defenses. Also, delegates from some 50 countries gathered in San Francisco to organize the United Nations. In 1507, a world map produced by German cartographer Marguerite Waldsee Müller contained the first recorded use of the term America in honor of Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci. In 1859, ground was broken for the Suez Canal. In 1874, a radio pioneer... Hold on, just looking... Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized my other headphones were on my... You have to realize you have to keep track of your own stuff, and I thought my headphones had disappeared. Where was I? Oh, yeah. In 1859, ground was broken for the Suez Canal. In 1874, radio pioneer Guglielmo Marconi was born in Bologna, Italy. In 1898, the United States Congress declared war on Spain. The 10-week conflict resulted in an American victory. In 1915, during World War I, Allied soldiers invaded the Gallipoli Peninsula in an unsuccessful attempt to take the Ottoman Empire out of the war. In 1917, legendary jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald was born in Newport News, Virginia. In 1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway opened to shipping. In 1983, 10-year-old Samantha Smith of Manchester, Maine, received a reply from Soviet leader Yuri V. Andropov to a letter she'd written expressing her concerns about nuclear war. Andropov gave assurances that the Soviet Union did not want a war and invited Samantha to visit his country, a trip that she made in July. In 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope was deployed in orbit from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was later discovered that the telescope's primary mirror was flawed, requiring the installation of corrective components to achieve optimal focus. In 1992, Islamic forces in Afghanistan took control of most of the capital of Kabul following the collapse of the communist government. In 1995, show business legend Ginger Rogers died in Rancho Mirage, California at the age of 83. And in 2002, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of the Grammy-winning trio TLC died in an SUV crash in Honduras. She was only 30 years old. When we come back on the update this Saturday, we will address the latest national news, including how some states are pushing to reopen their economies. We will address that and more when the update of Brandon Julian podcast exclusive and also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Pass it on. This time of upheaval is causing me to look a little deeper inside myself, looking for some goodness. And this is what I've found. I'm more aware of my neighbor's well-being. I'm saying thanks to those who help keep my life as normal as possible. My mail carrier, my grocery cashier, my delivery person. I find myself caring about others instead of just looking out for myself. And oh, my goodness, does it feel good. Goodness is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com. Notice lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to The Update OTR from Pier 45 at Hudson River Park. Let us talk some national news on this Saturday. Overseas in New Delhi, a tentative easing around the world, of course, of the coronavirus restrictions is gathering pace with the reopening in India of neighborhood stores that many of the country's 1.3 billion people rely on for everything, from cold drinks to mobile phone data cards. The relaxation of the super strict Indian lockdown did not apply, however, to hundreds of quarantined towns and other hotspots. Shopping malls are also staying closed throughout India. The U.S. states of Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska also began loosening their lockdown orders on their pandemic-wounded businesses. As the global death toll climbed toward 200,000, Pope Francis is appealing to people to pray for funeral home workers. Speaking of Georgia, let's go down to Atlanta, because as more states are pushing to reopen their economies, many are falling short on one of the federal government's essential criteria for doing so. Having an efficient system to track people who have been physically near a person infected with the virus. A review by the Associated Press finds a patchwork of systems around the U.S. for conducting so-called contact tracing. The AP found that most states are scrambling to hire and train enough people to do the work. Now, with a few exceptions, the states that were reviewed by the AP are going it alone. Most other countries are taking a national approach. Out west in Glendale in Arizona, advocates there are concerned that the virus has added another burden for refugees that are arriving in the U.S. They worry that the disease threatens refugee application in the census, which will help determine how the government allocates some $1.5 trillion, not only for refugees, but for everyone living in the states where they settle. Advocacy groups say that the virus puts a damper on census efforts that typically thrive on personal contact, especially in hard-to-count communities where fresh arrivals are trying to get a foothold. Refugees are somewhat different than other immigrants because the government approves them for resettlement before they arrive. And finally, let's go down to Nashville in Tennessee. Because many musicians have been without steady work there for more than a month since the city shut down their clubs to slow the spread. But many don't qualify for the traditional unemployment, so they welcome the news that Congress was extending benefits to the self-employed and independent contractors. But Tennessee had to reprogram its computers to add the new categories of workers. And the state was just beginning to distribute the money, according to Dave Pemroy. He's the president of the Nashville Musicians Association, the local union. He says that the situation has created confusion and fear. Our thought for today is from Vladimir Nabokov, a Russian-born author born in 1899 and died in 1977. Our thought for today is, I think it is all a matter of love. The more you love a memory, the stronger and stranger it is. I'll let you guys ponder on that as we say, in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Saturday, April the 25th, 2020. That is the update on this Saturday from Pier 45 at Hudson River Park. I'm Brandon Jewell, and we appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining us. Good luck, be safe, be well, have a good rest of your Sunday. I'll see you back here on Monday.